Chapter 16.
Be slow, wait, hesitate,
Finland the Setter said. He stumped his hoof rapidly on the ground.
We should stretch the distance. They may track in the night as well.
His sister Phelan stood with her fists on her hips nearby. Her hoof dug in the ground.
The rain comes down, little brother. It washes our tracks, gives them little to follow.
She combed her fingers between the horns on her head.
We need to keep the trail fresh, fresh enough for them to follow.
Do you really think Nath Dragon will fall for that?
Overseer Dormus said, sitting perched on his saddle.
I say we stretch the distance, like he says. I don't want to be around when those dwarfs catch up with us.
He scoffed.
After what we did?
He eyed the setters.
Rather after what you two did, killing them, there be no such mercy shown to us.
Huh, Phelan said. She paced around Dormus and his mount.
You fear them? The dwarfs? Have you not yet met the High Priestess of Barnabas? Selene, failing her, is a far worse thing.
She pulled out a dagger.
She'll turn your thews into harp strings.
Those are stories,
Dormus said,
told by the likes of you to frighten children. I know all about you two, Phelan and Finland, the lowly spies, dreaded henchmen.
He swung his horse around, bumping Phelan.
You dare?
I am an overseer.
Phelan's eyes narrowed. Finland knew that look. It was murder. Over the decades, his sister had become one of Selene's most loyal hounds. Cold-blooded, calculating. She'd been underestimated before. She lived, her enemies didn't. Finland trotted between them.
Yes,
Dormus said.
Protect your kin, little satyr. I figure you keep her oversized mouth out of plenty of trouble.
He eyed Phelan.
Let me tell you something, you little horned goat. That man, or dragon, whatever he is, should be dead. I delivered a lethal blow. Yet, he still breathes. And he's coming for me. He's coming for us. Let us put more distance and safety between us and him.
I thought you said the blade you used was poisoned,
Phelan said.
Indeed it was, with a curse. A drop of evil that will one day take form. But I know not when. I don't want to be anywhere near him in the meantime. We keep moving, through the dark if we have to.
Your plan is my plan, sister,
Finland said. She shoved his chest.
My plan is the only plan. We wait. You will wait as well, coward,
she said to Dormus, reaching into a leather pouch that hung on her hip and pulling a tiny figure out. She had a pixie pinched by its wings. It was a small one, maybe 6 inches tall, a she with skin like a pale rose. A tiny golden collar was on her neck.
Little one, spy out the dwarfs. Come back to us when they move again.
The little thing nodded her head of white wispy hair.
Let me see that,
Dormus demanded, leaning forward. He pushed his greasy hair back over his head.
I've always wanted my own pixie.
Phelan held the pixie up before his eyes and shook the tiny thing. Fairy dust sprinkled in the air. Dormus leaned back, blinking his eyes, and sneezed. His eyes became dreamy, his limbs loose. He fell out of his saddle.
What did you do that for?
Finland said, aggravated. His sister always had to pull one over on someone.
He'll not wake up for a day.
She released the pixie. It was gone. Sighing, Finland walked over and pulled Dormus's foot out of the stirrup and then rolled him onto his back. His face was covered in mud, and his nose was bent. Phelan laughed.
Good. A shame his jaw was not busted as well.
We can't move quickly with him in this condition. They'll gain on us for certain.
She tossed her knife to Finland.
Who says we still need him?